Ladies and gentlemen, if I may have your attention, the captain of the Titanic.
Check, 1-2. Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. As we speed across the Atlantic on our maiden voyage, I'd just like to remind you that this ship is the biggest, fastest ship in the world. And most important of all, it's unsinkable. You may have heard the rumors about a memo that said icebergs are determined to strike the Titanic, but those are just rumors from people who hate the Titanic. I can assure you, 100%.
On the port!
On the port!
Iceberg! Iceberg!
7 minutes later.
Check, 1-2. Sorry about the delay. I was finishing up a children's book. It was a tough read, man, but I got through it. Now, there's been some talk from liberal passengers who hate the Titanic that we've been struck by an iceberg and we're sinking. Nothing could be further from the truth, and we will stay the course. I'd like to take a second to address the evildoers who claim we've been damaged by icebergs. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I believe an iceberg is made of H2O. And correct me if I'm wrong, but H2O is water. And water cannot sink a ship, especially not the Titanic. So everyone just relax and feel free to roam the ship. Freedom. Freedom. I'd like to respond to the Titanic haters who say the ship is sinking. I'd like to point out the band is still playing. I mean, if the Titanic was sinking, the band would obviously stop playing, right? I mean, I know there's some people who say the band might keep playing to help keep people calm, but let's not get into crazy hypothetical scenarios. Stay the course. I'd like to take this opportunity to say, mission accomplished. It has come to my attention that 99% of the passengers do not approve of the way I'm handling the Titanic. And while I don't run this ship according to what the majority of rational people think, I have come up with a new plan. What we need are more passengers to stabilize the ship. So I'm having 2,000 additional passengers airlifted in by floating dirigible. It's a bold new plan. If you admit the Titanic is sinking, the icebergs have won. The Titanic haters are saying, what's your exit strategy? Well, I have an exit strategy. It's my own personal lifeboat. For me, First Mate Rumsfeld, and Ensign Cheney. But for everybody else, don't think of it as a massive failure. I've given you a great gift. I've liberated you from the ship. And now you have the freedom to swim in the frigid waters. Some people might say the icebergs have won, but I say we're crashing into icebergs over here, so we don't have to crash into icebergs at home. They're not buying it. For the last phase of Operation Giant Fuck-Up, I'd like to turn it over to a new captain, Democratic Captain Ted Kennedy. What's your strategy?
Strategy? What do you mean strategy? The ship is sinking. Abandon ship. Abandon ship.
Yeah, I knew it. Cut and runner.